Hello, and welcome back to What's Ailing America, your source for the truth. And I'm very happy to have all of you on the show listening. Hopefully we won't be cut off like we were last week, because this is the ultimate in what's in reality radio. On this show, you will learn not only what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to understand and see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding healthcare, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the big picture of all diseases, which is the first diagram that can be found on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarly.com. If you haven't yet done so, I strongly suggest you print out those diagrams and listen to the YouTube videos posted of me explaining them. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created a hell on earth intentionally is a critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. Overstanding the simplicity of the master template of how this hell has been created makes the antidote equally simple. We don't need all the details. All that is necessary is for people of conscience to say no to their predators, to stop loving them, forgiving them, making excuses for them, and to stop paying cash for being harmed. It is my goal to give you the truth of what I have learned, to arm you with the confidence to ask the hard questions, which will not only cause the predators to run away, but will also cause those around you to face the monsters destroying all of your lives. You will learn from my guests that there are many of us standing up, and silence is consent. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. Bypassing religious beliefs that only some man in the sky can save us is very important, as religion apparently is a firewall in the brain that prevents logic, reasoning, formation of a plan to save ourselves, and then taking action. For only acting on the truth will set us free. Believing the lies or doing nothing will enslave you. Confronting evil with documented truth and creating the emerging choices that Dan McCarthy talks about is all we need to do. Compromise with evil is impossible, and when evil is on the run, that's when we press harder. Whatever false beliefs you have about any subject, that is what is being used to control you. As Henry David Thoreau said, for every 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil, there's one striking at the root. And the root is those with no conscience are predators. Learning to see the master template of their crimes against humanity, as well as how they use PSYOPs operatives and people's beliefs to control them, will help people of conscience to destroy the root of the evil that has created this hell on earth. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and help them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice, I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients. I do not practice medicine or give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. There's a chat room on the OrionTalkRadio.com site on my show page, and recent show archives are posted on the station as well. Archives of shows for the past few years can be found at the lightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. There are many ways to listen to shows here on the Orion Network, so check that out on the homepage. Please also support this network by donating on the Orion homepage and buy a t-shirt so that you can be a walking advertisement to spread the word about the station. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll free, thanks once again to Ron, at 888-320-6151. However, we do ask that listeners not use the toll-free number to listen to the show. Very important. Callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever is speaking. I am very excited to announce that I now also have a show out of the UK every Sunday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. The website is These Changing Times, and the Times has a Z instead of an S. These Changing Times Radio. ning.com every Sunday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. starting tomorrow Eastern Standard Time. This site and the call-in numbers for that show are posted on my page on Sheldon Day's website, thelightofdayradioshow.com. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. You can go to the link section of reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator I recommend and use personally for myself and all my pets. On today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing America, is the global pedophile cabal. And my special guest is going to be a man by the name of Dave McGowan. We're waiting for him to call in. And I actually heard Dave be interviewed on Deanna Spingola's show on RBN on January 30th, 2012. And that was an excellent interview as well. I'm going to have him on my show out of the UK very shortly. Also, because the pedophile situation, I am convinced, is one of the main ways we're going to wake people up to make them realize the extent of the evil that we're dealing with. And that's what has to happen for people to say, you know what, we're not going to allow this to happen anymore. Because while they're stealing children constantly for ridiculous reasons from families all over the planet, they're allowing these terrible things to happen to the children who are part of the cabal. And it's really amazing how these people are usually members of secret societies and things of that nature, and nothing ever happens to them. And as I've mentioned on the show before, and this comes right off the HLN network, Nancy Grace has said it a few times, and I've tape recorded her telling us that 800,000 children go missing from the United States alone every year. Now, good old Nancy doesn't do a show about that, you know, the big picture. She just talks about individual cases, you know, with your run-of-the-mill pedophile. You know, someone who was probably abused as a child themselves or is vaccine damaged in their temporal lobes and is acting out and becoming very evil. No, we don't talk about the big picture because obviously as a former prosecutor, she knows exactly what's going on because, you see, they're told not to do anything as long as they find out that the criminal is a member of the Masons. Let me quickly thank Joan and John Armstrong from the UK who sent me a birthday card for my son Joseph, who turned 16 on the 21st of this month a few days ago. He's been satanically ritually abused for over a decade now, no contact with his mother. So that's what gives me the strength to keep on going, because until I breathe my last breath, I will shine a light on these monsters, and there's many others doing so as well. As a matter of fact, on Tuesday, March 6th, there's going to be a worldwide protest actually coming out of the UK. There's many countries going to be involved, including Australia, the United States, Ghana, Russia, Finland, Canada, and Uganda. And it's going to be held in front of the Scottish Parliament building. So any of you listeners in that neck of the woods, please go to onevoiceforthekids.org.uk, onevoiceforthekids.org.uk, and check out the information about this protest, which is going to be, as I said, in front of the Scottish Parliament offices in Edinburgh at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, March 6th, and transmitted all over the world, and I'll be involved with that as well. We're putting these people on notice. We're not going to take this crap anymore. Let me also just quickly mention, for all those of you in Long Island, on Saturday, February 25th, at 6 o'clock p.m., okay, that's tonight at 6, there's actually going to be a meeting of the Long Island Skywatch Group, and if you plan on attend, You need to contact Cynthia Pakulis at Long Island Skywatch at yahoo.com. They're continuing to press forward to try to stop the spraying of our air with toxic poison. So you see, folks, there's a lot of people doing really important work. And if you're doing nothing, you must do something. Because, as I said, silence is consent. And we have to stop tolerating this evil that's going on in the world because it's never going to get any better if we don't do our part to stop it. So I encourage all of you to do something. At the very least, check things out for yourself. As I said, Dave McGowan is going to be my guest today. Let me just give out his websites. Dave's Web, D-A-V-E-S, web.cnchost.com, and at www.whale.to/b/pedocracy, P-E-D-O-P-H-O-C-R-A-C-Y. You can read this most amazing document we're going to be discussing today. Okay, I hear the music. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is the global pedophile cabal. And there's never a dull moment here in hell. I'm still waiting for Dave McGowan to call in. Very strange, because I just confirmed with him this morning. So I hope everything's okay in his neck of the woods. And I just left him a message on his cell phone during the break. Hopefully we'll hear from him. But until we do, let me just mention something else I found quite interesting. As you all know, tomorrow is, you know, the Oscars. You know, this is our distraction of the moment. It's really amazing. It seems like every time I do a show, it's either some occult holiday or there's some major distraction, be it the Super Bowl or whatever. And we know that the majority of the slave work units are very busy, you know, glued to their tube, getting their silent sound technology, hypnotic frequencies put into their brain and things of this nature. And as it turns out, you know, this weekend, as I said, are the Oscars. Now, I found a very interesting article here in my local Charlotte Observer on February 11th on page 1E. And the title of the article is Moral Tales from Best Picture Nominees. And they're informing us that we have a very interesting individual who's on the voting committee. He's a member of the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences. He is Rabbi Marvin Iyer, H-I-E-R. And he's in the home stretch of a 7.5-year tour through the Talmud. Day by day, page by page, he's also thinking about who he's going to vote for the Oscars. Now, I found this very bizarre that they're telling us that a rabbi who's studying the Talmud for 7.5-year page by page is one of the people voting for who's going to get the golden bald statue. And we've talked about the Talmud on this show before. If you don't know about the Talmud, you know, you need to check that out. The Talmud talks about all kinds of things, about how, you know, the Zionists are allowed to steal, rob, cheat non-Jewish people, i.e. the Goys. And also, of course, how they're allowed to have sex with children. I believe it's under the age of 10. As long as they're under 10, it's okay, which is extremely bizarre. But I just thought I'd let you know that one of the voting members of the people getting the little statues is this Talmud studying rabbi. So I found that extremely interesting. Now, I'm getting so many articles. I have a gigantic pedophile file at this point because it looks like we are going to be able to do these internet war crimes trials. And when that's all worked out, I'll let you know. And, of course, this is one of the main things that has to be raised. Is why are all of these pedophiles, you know, the high-level ones, like the Sandusky types, getting away with their crimes for decades And then for some reason, you know, obviously he pissed somebody off along the line, and now they have charged him. But for some reason, most of them actually go free. As a matter of fact, I'm getting all kinds of documents, and I just want to stress again, this is a worldwide problem. There's an excellent website, the oneclickgroup.co.uk, that has all kinds of wonderful articles, and one of the articles I was sent is from the Daily Telegraph, 28th of November 2009, where they're talking about how pedophiles are continuing as social workers because of watchdog, quote-unquote, failings. So the social workers who abuse children are left free to carry on working. So it's not just the fact that they're continuing to abuse children. They're allowed to continue acting as social workers, taking away children from other families. Isn't that amazing? And I was also sent another email. And by the way, I'm going to have the people involved in this UK protest on the show next Saturday, right before the march. So please do tune into that so you can hear from some of these individuals. But I'm in contact with these individuals every day. And one of the articles I was sent by one of them is entitled "A List of Child Sex Offenders Inside the British Government." And they've actually listed the people who are, you know, offending children who are pedophiles inside the British government. And this is posted on, let's see, looks like Cuthulan, C-U-T-H-U-L-A-N, .wordpress.com. Now, when people post names of people, you know, who are basically been charged with pedophilia on the web, and they're not charged with libel or slander, you see, that tells you something right there. Just like in my book, What Happened to the Hippocratic Oath, I'm naming names of people that I worked with in the hospital and what I saw them do. Because if it's true, then if they should try to, you know, bring some legal action against you, that actually gives you an opportunity to bring the truth into, you know, focus. Because what happens otherwise is if you try to present evidence of something in another case that the main focus is not, you know, the focus, then, of course, the corrupt judges will say, well, we can't admit that as evidence. That's how they work. But if you have a situation where you're claiming something, and that's why I've oftentimes mentioned the names of the individuals involved in the satanic ritual abuse and cover-up of my son's torture on the air, Father Michael Carley, Judge Richard Lawrence, who's now an attorney. I mean, at least the people in Long Island, Nassau County, didn't elect him again, so now he's representing pedophiles, I'm sure, instead. And a sex crimes detective, Meehan. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. But the point is, if they're guilty, then they can't come after you for saying things about them, because that will give you an opportunity to present your facts. And I have quite a bit of facts. So it's just amazing, all the information that I'm getting. This is all of a sudden finally breaking open. You know, we've known about the Catholic Church pedophiles for some time, but now we're finding out this is institutionalized everywhere. You know, the Boy Scouts, the coaches for the sports teams, and the different schools. As a matter of fact, bringing up schools, I'm sure many of you have heard about this school in Los Angeles, the Miramonte Elementary School, where it turned out two teachers were abusing children. As a matter of fact, one of them was blindfolding children and taping their mouths shut and putting cockroaches on their faces, as well as giving them crackers with semen on it to eat. I mean, this is so sick. You can't even imagine such goings on. But amazingly, as it turns out, of course, this main this main piece of garbage, let's see, what's his name here? Burnt, B-E-R-N-T, one of the teachers involved in these crimes against the children, Of course, he's got all kinds of pedophilia and things of that nature, photographs of everything he did to the children and such. And amazingly, in my February 19th Charlotte Observer on page 6A, under the title Civil Cases Hinder LA Sex Abuse Investigation, and I give you the page and the date and all these things so you can check these things out for yourself, charlotteobserver.com. It actually says in this article that there's a problem with the case because prosecutors must show that this guy Burnt took the photos for sexual gratification. I mean, how do you prove such a thing? What is the reason to do such a thing other than that he's got this sick perversion and that's why he's doing it? But, you know, they're saying that might be a problem with the case because how can you prove that he got sexual gratification out of doing this? I mean, it's so mind-boggling. You can't make this stuff up. So as we continue to wait for Dave to call in, let me just bring up another article, quite amazing, I was sent, published on February 13th, 2012, in the journal Proceedings of the National Academies of Sciences. And the title of the article is Child Abuse Leaves Marks on the Brain. Because, you see, not only do the psychopaths do these things and allow the ones who are doing it to continue to do it, and et cetera, et cetera, they then study the children. And the way they're studying them is they're doing MRIs of their brains, you know, magnetic resonance imaging. And what they're finding is that their brains are actually affected by their abuse, certain areas of the brain, especially in the hippocampus and the temporal lobes, have been shrunken. And this is, of course, associated with autism, schizophrenia, and other disorders. And they talk about how this region of the brain has a lot of receptors for the stress hormone cortisol and interacts with receptors in these neurons to affect the development and the branching of the neurons. So these brain changes lead to further problems down the line for these children, like depression, drug addiction, things of that nature. You know, once you've been severely tortured and abused as a child, especially as a young age, you know, bad things happen to you down the line. That's why I can't even imagine what condition my son, now 16 years old, must be in, if he's still alive, which I don't even know if he's still alive. But I just want to let you know that, in fact, not only are they doing this, allowing this to be done, they're then studying these children like lab rats. And interestingly, in this article, they also mention that in animal experiments, including non-human primates, they found that the hippocampus can shrink because of high exposure to the stress hormone cortisol during two developmental periods between ages 3 and 5 and 13 and 11. So they're even finding out when the most damage can be done. And, of course, my son was assaulted when he was 3 years old on Father's Day. So it's really nice to know that they're actually trying to figure out when's the best time we can torture and abuse these children for the highest amount of damage. Because, of course, as we march forward into the New World Order, their goal is to create an entire population of people so paralyzed and dysfunctional that there's nothing they can do. And, of course, this also gets into the whole child snatching thing that's going on. As a matter of fact, right before the show, I was sent to YouTube about a SWAT team that went into a house in the UK to steal an infant, a newborn baby, from its family for absolutely no reason. And why are they doing this? Because by traumatizing the child in that way, you know, I actually learned in medical school back in the 80s, abandonment of the children. That's one of the most terrible things for a child to go through. I mean, obviously, abuse is much worse, but abandonment, losing your mother, especially at such a young age, it really messes you up. And so by destroying the family, creating all this stress and torture for the parents, of course, that can cause them a lot of problems, and especially to the children, because what they want to do is put the children in the custody of the state. because if you go on YouTube, there's all kinds of videos about Agenda 21 of the UN. And they actually spell it out in those documents that what they want to do is to get the children to totally be concerned only about quote-unquote sustainable development. And if you check out what that actually means, you know, pretty much they want to not only decrease the population of most of the humans to by 90%, but they also want to corral whoever's left, the slave work units that will do the few jobs that haven't been mechanized and automated. They want to corral them in certain urban areas. And in order to get, you know, the children of today to go along with the program and to, you know, worship the state and, oh, the state's my mommy and daddy, then they have to get them indoctrinated into this whole idea in school. And as a matter of fact, one of the videos I was watching, they were actually talking about how they're writing crazy things. Like, you know, basically, there's no need to teach them math. You know, there's really no need for math. And, you know, we just have to concentrate on the sustainable development thing. So it's really quite amazing as to what's going on and very disturbing. And I know a lot of you are scared and you don't want to think about these things. But unfortunately, you know, putting your head in the sand is not going to change anything. We really have to do something about it. Okay. And because I just read that article or snippets from it in regards to their experimentation to show that severe child abuse actually damages the brain in the same area of the brain that autistic children are damaged. This is a very high focus of theirs because it's, you know, very important in your emotional health. And let me also bring up another book I brought up many times, Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris Coulter, whose research proved beyond any question that, in fact, the criminal and violent behavior that, you know, young people get involved in. Think of all the bullies we have now. It's the same area of the brain that's being damaged. So let me just remind you that at MIT, they're using magnetic pulses to destroy moral judgment. This is a study that they're doing. Excuse me, or have done. And I have this article in front of me. I'm trying to see when it was published. I don't see the date right offhand. Well, it was approved on February 22nd, 2010. So it's relatively recent. But this is what they're doing at the Department of Brain and Cognitive Sciences, Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The article is entitled Disruption of the Right Temporal Parietal Junction with Transcranial Magnetic Stimulation Reduces the Role of Beliefs in Moral Judgments. Now, isn't it funny that MRI, which also uses magnetic pulses, that's the same thing they're using to study the abused children and many of the rest of you as well. I mean, they still do CAT scans, which use X-rays, but more and more they seem to be turning over to magnetic resonance imaging. So I just found that a little chilling that not only is MIT using these magnetic pulses to cause destruction of moral judgment, but they're also using it to study the children who have been abused so that they can see the effect of the abuse on the child's brain. And then you hit them with a little bit of magnetic resonance pulsing, and then we'll see what happens to them after that. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is like right out of Fringe. Absolutely pure evil. Okay. I am a little bit concerned about Dave McGowan. As I said, I did confirm with him just this morning. But we still haven't gotten a call from him yet. So I'm going to start going through his amazing article entitled The Pedofocracy. I don't know how he pronounces that. But let me give out the website again. Amazing 52-page document that he has written about the global pedophile cabal. And you can get this on the www.whale, W-H-A-L-E, .to /B, as in boy, /pedocracy, pedocracy.html. And it took me a whole day to go through this entire thing, but I was just amazed. I've had Nick Bryant on my show before, who's the author of Franklin Scandal, which is an excellent expose of, you know, the whole Franklin cover-up involving the children of Boys Town and our pedophilic, you know, leaders in the District of Criminals. And he does talk about that in this document as well. But he's got pretty much a global look at all this. So let me start going through this a little bit. He's got six parts here. The first part is entitled From Brussels. And he basically talks about this guy, Ralph Underwager, who is a quote-unquote expert witness for the defense in scores of child abuse cases and former vocal member of the False Memory Syndrome Foundation. And this is from an interview that was done in PAIDIKA, P-A-I-D-I-K-A, which is a pro-pedophile publication. Yeah, it's not just NAMBLA. They're right out there in the open publishing why pedophilia is good. And this interview was conducted in June of 1991. And what this guy said, hang on to your hats, folks, is that pedophiles can boldly and courageously affirm what they choose. I am also a theologian, and as a theologian, I believe it is God's will that there be closeness and intimacy, unity of flesh between people. Pedophiles can make the assertion that the pursuit of intimacy and love is what they chose. With boldness, they can say, I believe this is in fact part of God's will. And he's talking about, you know, having sex with children. Now, in my opinion, there's a difference between having sex with children, but when you violently sodomize them, that's another whole ball game, and I've talked about that on the show before. There's a researcher in the UK by the name of Vera Diamond who has published articles about this and how this actually fractures the brain. And this severe, intense pain in little children, especially about 3 years age, you know, the age that my son was when this happened to him, to the point he wasn't able to walk or have a bowel movement for 2 weeks. And, you know, that's another whole ball game. And this is what many of these people are doing. And that's to create the, you know, the alters, the mind association, as Kathy O'Brien talks about in her book, Transformation of America. And I know that you people don't like to hear this, but you see, I have to deal with this every day. Every day I have to think about what's happening to Joey today. And it could be your child next. So just remember, 800,000 a year. When is your child going to be next? And if you don't do anything, you know, not that I would wish that on my worst enemy, but just realize it's happening quite a bit. Now, the first thing that Dave talks about in part one of his article is a situation involved in Belgium with this guy, Mark Dutroux, D-U-T-R-O-U-X. I've talked about him before. This was a guy that was sentenced in 1989 to 13 years for his crimes, including child rape, sadistic torture, kidnapping, and murder. And he was released after serving 3 years. And actually, let's see, they did a medical report on him which described him as a perverse psychopath, an explosive mix, an obvious danger to society. And who turned the man Dutroux loose on society after only 3 years of his 13-year sentence? I mean, think about that. He murdered, raped, kidnapped, etc., sadistically tortured children. I don't see right here how many children it was, but it was quite a few. Five young girls. Okay, so all he got was 13 years, and a judge minister, Melchior Wathelet, actually released this guy. And soon after received a prestigious appointment to serve as a judge at the European Court of Justice at The Hague. Okay, I hear the music. We'll continue after these messages. Stay tuned if you can stomach it. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is the global pedophile cabal. And I just got Skyped a message on my Skype that the phone calls aren't getting through. So that explains, I guess, why Dave McGowan can't get through. And actually, Kevin Annette of Hidden from History fame, the brave man who's going after the Church of Canada, as well as the pedophiles in the Catholic Church for the murder and torture of Native children in Canada. And, of course, it's going on everywhere as well. He was supposed to call in and give an update. I guess he can't get through either. So let me just mention, very excitingly, he's going to be doing a tour in New York City from February 26th to March 2nd, 2012. So I suggest you go on his website, or you can email him. His name is Kevin underscore Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T. I don't have his main email, but his other email is at hotmail.com, Kevin underscore Annette at hotmail.com. If you live in the New York City area, you definitely should attend. He's got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 6 appearances that he's making. I didn't print out the whole list because, like I said, he was supposed to call in and give an update himself. This is like it never ends. Last week they cut me off the show and didn't let anybody call back, including myself. And this week nobody can call in, although I think we might have gotten somebody that was successful. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller?
Yeah, I'm here, Doctor. Yeah, it's
okay.
Alex Tucker here.
Yeah, so how did you get through? Because you had Skyped me that you could nobody was getting through. So which number did you call, just so people know? Did you call the toll-free or the...
We had to dial it like three times, and we called 1-888-320-6151.
Okay.
And we were relentless. And we're also fielding a whole pile of computer. Like right now, I'm just resetting my computers. They all froze up, crashed, et cetera, fragmented.
Yes,
the usual.
I know. The usual. Well, you know, it just makes it more obvious. And, you know, I get very frustrated because Dave's information is so important and I really wanted to have him as a guest. But I will have him back on again. And I've already asked him to be a guest on my new show starting tomorrow on the same station that your son and daughter are on. They have their own show as well, and they're going to be my guest. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but I know it's coming up very soon so that people can know that there's actually young people out there learning about what's going on, as ugly as it is, and standing up and educating others and doing something about it. So it's the way I look at it, Alex, is that they're scared to death because they know they got a problem and they don't have a place to run. Although I did, you know, see a very interesting episode of this TV show Fringe last night where they talk about interdimensional time travel. And then out of the blue, somebody sent me a YouTube video today of the work that's really going on with CERN and places like that, where apparently that's exactly what they're working on. So apparently they're looking for some kind of a vortex to escape through, you know, once we slave work units finally get it and say, this is not going to work. We're not going to take this anymore. But I'm digressing. Please contribute whatever you would like.
Well, I know that you're on the right track. They certainly are going to escape. They've had plenty of time and all the money and slave labor in the world to build underground cities, tunnels, bases, agrodomes, bio seed banks, etc. And they have oxygen and fresh water generating systems. And they'll probably just bring all the people that are their minions down there that help them get to that point and then just seal them all off in some underground hell. But
right. I have to comment on that because I love that visual. That's perfect. And then we take a bunch of big rocks and we put it over any kind of escape hatch and, you know, turn the heart machine on and point it at them.
Yeah. Well, that's what will happen. Their own technology and their own current of evil will be used against them in the end if we are successful, and it'll come from within their own ranks. you know, human behavior being what it is. But there are experts. They've held back science, technology, and everything of any significance, medicine, which is why they can poison us with what is the, you know, the chemtrails, HARP, and electronic population reduction control, and which is behavior modification, actually. And, you know, this whole grid, which Brzezinski talked about in 1970. So they're doing it. And like Kissinger said in 1970, if you control oil, you control nations. If you control food, you control people. So they've weaponized basically air, water, food, medicine, and anything of significance, including and especially information and the telecommunications grid, which is actually part of the smart meter grid. That's how they target us with psychotronic frequency. So, yeah, they're moving right along. But people will probably not tolerate this once they catch on. Like, the compartmentalization isn't infallible, you know, and that's our hope, right? So,
well, actually, it's very obvious to me, because what keeps me very actually upbeat most of the time is that I am meeting more and more people. I mean, people like you and your family, and Kevin and Annette and Dave McGowan, and all kinds of people that I'll be having on my shows. Nancy Banks, who they cut me off from last week, you know, that she's really important, a medical doctor who talks about vaccines as genocide. Apparently, some of us won't be stopped by their crap. And they can't kill everybody, because that would get a little obvious to all those who are just starting to listen and, you know, realize that apparently we know something they need to check out. So I predict that we've already won. It's just going to be a little messy until the war is over.
It'll be very uncomfortable, to say the least. I'm afraid what they've done, you know, with Codex and with HARP killing off the world's food supply and all the insects and birds and fish, animals, plants, ecosystems, etc., that they have a strategy which is based on, one, retreating to an underground rat's nest and scorching the earth, but number two, the Samson effect, or the Samson syndrome, which is based on the idea where if you had a, let's say you're in a sandbox in a playground, and you have a spoiled little Rothschild brat in the playpen there in the sandbox with another child who built a model of the world. And the Rothschild child is he's getting privileges. Let's say it's a private school. And he's got the model in his hand, and he's playing with it dangerously, threatening to harm it. And the child that made it is saying, can you please give me that back? You know, it's mine, and you can play with it too if you're nice. But, you know, and the kid just won't listen, and he's wrecking it. And the school teachers would, and the headmasters would be sitting by watching this and allowing it to happen. And because of the funding that's coming from that child's family. So, and who they are. And so this little child is waiting to get this thing back. And let's say his parent comes up and says, oh, little Nathaniel Rothschild, you have to let go of that. That's my son's. Give it back. And he says, if I can't have it, nobody can, and hurls the thing into the boards that surround the sandbox, and it shatters to pieces.
Let me just remind you that evil is evil even to its own. And I predict when the rats go underground to the rat's nest, there's going to be a lot of infighting in the rat's nest. And who knows what's going to be happening up here as the armies of people that apparently are immune to some degree from what they're doing continue to hunt them down.
Yeah, well, and they'll also turn on them from within, like throughout history. That's always happening. But, you know, this is how they got to this point. They had nuclear ordnance pointed at every significant city on Earth for 50 years. And they being the ruling group, and you know who they are. It wasn't like we were in a position. It's terrorism. If I can't have it, nobody can. We're God's chosen people, etc. And they've weaponized politics and religion and all the systems of control. So, especially communication. I mean, that's a really big one that we're seeing it right now. Your guest isn't on the show, and we could barely get onto the show. We were calling, and we really wanted to be on it because we realized what was going on. and the computers all stop working, and this is the kind of thing they'll do. Last night, while I was trying to sleep after making a film for a TV show that's coming up, I was doing a component on the smart meter and chemtrails and HAARP system and their role in the globalists, World War III global domination and population reduction agenda. I wrapped out late and I went to sleep for about an hour. I woke up with extremely sharp chest pain. And when I sat up and I was holding my heart and I could feel, it was as if somehow a valve was being stopped from being opened with some electronic impulse. So it was tearing with every second heartbeat, if that makes any sense. And I was aware that this had happened to me once before after we started to try and support the show again. Which, and that won't stop me at all. It just, I'm obstinate. I'll die doing this. I don't care. Because well, we're dead if we don't.
Right, exactly. All right, please stay on the line, Alex. As you hear, there's that music again. This is the long break with the IRN news update that drives me crazy. But stay on the line. We'll be hopefully back after these messages, folks.
Absolutely.
Orion News Talk exists because the corporate news media has failed us miserably.
Our media has been controlled for decades.
In 1917, J.P. Morgan bought up